Yeah, what up world, it's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can I play it play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy, huh? Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
Once again, Can I Play a Play, coming to you at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here in Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. Before I go any further, as usual, the man in the back seat with a low song, Chuck Taylor, scooted all the way down in the back, scoping everything out because we might be in the wrong neighborhood, or the right and wrong neighborhood might be around us, depending on how we feel like it. Sir K. Diddy.
Westside.
What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome to another week of your boys right here on Kind of Play a Play.
Okay, then you letting them know what side is the best side. My man said, Westside. Yo, got another burner for you. This week we're talking about how do I redeem myself. You know, caught a case, did some time, now what? Was in love with a young lady, got caught cheating, what do we do? And we're basically talking about the rules of playology today, you know. A lot of people ask, what exactly is playology? Because when they hear that, the first thing that pops in their head is, you know, some pimping stuff or something of that nature. That is not what playology is about. Playology is about the game of life. Yes, it does involve relations with women and how you conduct yourself if you want to be a true player in the game, but the scope of what playology is about goes out way beyond that. And that's what we want to talk about a little bit today. As a matter of fact, I'm going to read you a quick little, excerpt out of the book Playology by yours truly, Pretty Tony.
What's his name? What's his name again?
What's that again, Jay?
What's his name? I heard the author's name. I just want to make sure I heard the author's name.
Oh, the author's name is Pretty Tony, sir. Pretty Tony.
All right.
Yes, indeed. And the name of the book is Playology, and it's shameless plug time, www.worldmovement.com. Alex, your boy, you know, as usual, every Sunday, that is the sponsor of the show, World Movement Records and Publishing. So, you know, check the folks out. Check the music, the books, the movies, everything we got going.
I just wanted you to repeat it because I know sometimes, you know, listeners join in kind of slow, and I didn't want them to miss that part in case they wanted to just go out and get it right now. So that's what that was.
Oh, okay. Well, of course, you know, we got to spread the love. You know, we wanted to check out the work. I'm going to read you a quick little snippet out of the book Playology here. It says, some brothers out there are not quite sure what it is you require from your significant other, so you decide to creep around. You have a good woman, but you fail to see the treasure before you, so you want to tiptoe into the world of being an undercover player. And as with anything in life, when you lack the skills required or the rules to the game, you fail and get caught. Now you've become Mr. Pete, please, baby, baby, please, because she's showing you two can play that game. Here's a quick little snippet out of the book Playology. Make sure you get your copy. We're talking about you stepped out on your old lady. She done caught you now. Now where do you go from here? But now that she's talking about leaving you, you're truly realizing, damn, I had a good thing. You know what I mean? This young lady was all right with me. What do I do to get back in her good graces? A lot of you brothers think, oh, I'm going to threaten her. A lot of you brothers think, oh, she ain't never going to be able to get no dick like I got. A lot of you think develop what I like to call the Superman complex. When in truth, you should be developing the communicator man complex to communicate that you don't want to lose a good thing, that you're a human being and you made a mistake because pride ain't going to get her back. So, you know, when you're around your boy, you want to huff and puff and blow her house down. And I'm cool, dog. You know, we don't chase them. We replace them, dog. You know how we do. I'm a player. But late at night, when your boys are not around, your pillow is soaked with tears. You're burying your sorrows in a bottle of alcohol, in the bottom of a blunt, or sometimes it leads to other things. Now you're thinking about stalking her because you've been calling her. She ain't answering because she no longer on your time. So now you mad. And you wondering, damn, how am I going to get back? We're going to talk about that a little bit today. So I'm going to let the elder statesman of the show, the man with a world of experience, give you a little bit of guidelines. Hey, Diddy, how would you get back, brother? What's the first piece of advice you would give somebody who's trying to get back?
Pucker up.
Get
knee pads with extra cushion and get some extra Vaseline for your lips and just say a whole lot of yes is okay. But the best thing to do is don't mess up in then you ain't got to try to get back. That's the best thing.
There you go. And that's one of the things the Playerology movement preaches, is that if any, see, when you hear us talking, fella, we're talking about if you have a good woman. I'm not talking about a woman who ain't playing her position and she yapping off at the mouth, or she not play being who you need her to be. You know, she can get gone. I'm talking about the woman who
works.
Hello. Say that again, sir.
I just said hello.
Yes, indeed. We're talking about the woman who actually played her position, the one who was actually good to you, the one who made things better by being around, the one who held you down when things were rough, but you took her for granted. Something like that, you don't want us to stray away. We're human beings. We make mistakes. K. Diddy said, well, play it straight, and you ain't got to worry about it. I'm going to take the opposing side of that and say sometimes you got to step away for a little bit to realize truly what you have.
And sometimes in life also, sometimes you have to lose something in order to know how to appreciate it the next go round, and that's part of life's journey too, because God didn't make no perfect people. We are prone to make mistakes, but how we deal with that mistake is what really defines us at the end of the day. You know, and that goes for the females too, and I guess it goes for everybody, because females mess up a lot more than we do, but sometimes they don't never want to admit their flaws or they're wrong or try to fix it. They'd rather just take it to the grave, as they say. But I think how we deal with those mistakes define who we really are ultimately.
Yes, sir. Well put, Mr. K. Diddy. Now, as you know, before Mr. K. Diddy jumped in and phrased it, you know, so eloquently, we were talking about the get back. We're still talking about the get back. What is it going to take to get her back? A, first of all, if you're with somebody, you should know him, so you should know how to melt her heart. Because that's K. Diddy, and K. Diddy refers to it as pucker up, get them lips all moist. I like to say, you got to melt her heart all over again. You got to win her heart back, because, hey, you just wounded her heart. So you're going to have to provide her with the necessary solutions to heal her heart. You're going to have to woo her. You're going to have to sweep her off her feet again, and you have to understand that the reality of it is that by you hurting her, there's going to be a certain amount of resistance at first. There's going to be a certain amount of anger at first. There's going to be a certain amount of skepticism at first. And you got to put yourself mentally in the place. I'm giving y'all game right now. This is straight-up game. This is your boy, Pretty Tony, once again. I'm giving you a straight-up game right now. Coming at her all off the wall, hollering at her, trying to cow her down, trying to talk this and that. It's not going to get her back.
Say, man, I got a ride. I got a ride for the brothers now. Now the woman to come home, she been working all day. The brother's in between jobs. Now she come home hollering, screaming at him, talking about what he did, what he didn't do, and no matter what he does, it's not gonna make any difference, because she already have this less than attitude with this cat. So when she lose him, when he can't take no more, how's she gonna get him back?
Oh, you want to flip the script on your boy to see if I have skills. Okay, ladies, it's the same thing for the ladies. You got a good dude at home. You know, he was down for a minute, but he was holding down domestically. You done talked to him so bad that he done wandered off. The first thing you got to do is get hold of that tongue of yours. Don't nobody want to be tongue-lashed on a damn daily basis. No man want to be reminded of that he's down on his knees right now. Yeah, you can occasionally make sure I realize that I got to get up. Because the thing about it, I have a question for the lady. Sometimes you're capable of bringing a man to his knees sexually, but are you capable of bringing a man up off his knees when society has kicked him in the nuts? It's a question you have to ask yourself. Purr that tongue a little bit. Appreciate what the brother is doing. Put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Don't help take him apart. And then act as though you ain't done nothing wrong. Because if you were in a similar predicament, you would want him to be in your corner and be your strength. So, yeah, you got to be a nurturer to him. You got to be like, baby, I know you're down right now, but you got to get up. You got to do some things. You got to help yourself. You know what I mean? You can't be in the house. It's not what you say. It's how you say things sometimes. Okay, he's been messing up. He ain't cleaned up like he was supposed to. Do you really think he wants to just be sitting there with you jumping down his throat? These are the questions you got to ask yourself. You got to be tactful in your approach. A lot of you was never given game like that. You have to be, in life, you have to have diplomacy to you. You sit down and you say, okay, this is how I'm going to approach this situation. So you got to be tactical. You don't want to shred the brother. You want to build the brother. You don't want to remind the brother that you are the breadwinner every damn chance he gets. You shredding at his manhood, and all you're going to get is rebellion from him. Then when he's gone, you're like, man, you know, he was cool. What the hell are you tearing him apart for? You should have been building him back up to become who you know him to be and the potential that you see in him. Is that a fair response, Mr. KJ?
I think it's an excellent analysis of the situation.
Okay, okay. We're live in the show, you know. Can a player play your boy, K. Diddy? Your boy, Pretty Tone, coming through here representing www.worldmovement.com. Sponsor of the show. We got to make sure we bring him up. We're going to keep the show rolling along. How do I redeem myself? We're going to take a quick little musical break here. And on the other side, I'm going to talk to K. Diddy because I finally took a listen to another show that World Movement produces, his interview with Freeway Ricky Ross. And I want to ask K. Diddy a few questions of what impressions he took away from his brother and if there's anything Mr. Ross wanted to put out there to help brothers who done caught a case and did some time, how do they redeem themselves? You feel me?
Absolutely.
But we'll be right back. We're going to leave you around, give you a little bit of this. I'm in a real inspirational mood. We're going to praise Master G. The song is called Jehovah.
Born, and out of nothing, from beyond, he spoke, and the earth was born.
Yes, indeed. Coming out of that Jehovah by Praise Master G, courtesy of World Movement Records, the official sponsor of the show. Welcome to everybody that I see checking into the chat room. Welcome to our new caller on the switchboard. Earlier in the show, we were talking about how do I get back, you know, in a relationship when a young man or a young woman has made a mistake, or when sometimes when a young man or a young woman is down, what do we do to build them back up? Or do we further crush them and give them more insecurities and more demons? I see somebody on the switchboard wants to join in. Let me let him ride on in. 323, welcome to the show. How can we help you?
I want to know how I can redeem myself, too, and how I can get my man back. And I wanted to ask K. Diddy.
Okay. Well, first of all, what did you do to your man to lose him?
Well, he wasn't stepping up his game, so I had to pull somebody else in.
And now, since his game wasn't up to par, why would you want him back?
Because the one I was pulling in didn't step up his game.
Oh, so you're trying to do a rebound situation, or you're appreciating what the brother had to offer you in the first place?
Basically, I'm going to have to because he's the only one offering right now.
Oh, well, hold on. K. Diddy, this is for
wow.
You. She asked for you by name, brother.
Huh. That's a good one, boy. Look, I don't know because everybody has different requirements and different expectations and relationships. So you first have to ask yourself, what was it that man wanted that he felt that he wasn't getting? You know, that's what I would think. And if you know yourself that you were giving him everything that he wanted and needed in that relationship to feel comfortable and secure and productive in that relationship, then why is he out there? And if he wasn't doing those things, again, like Tony said, why would you want him back?
Well, right now I want him back because the other one didn't do any good, any better than what he was doing. So I need to know. Like Billy D. Williams told Diana Ross, how can I get my man back?
I don't know, shit. Maybe you saying that he didn't step his game up. He might be feeling like you didn't need to step yours up. I don't know. What
so
do you
think,
Tony?
I should move on?
Yeah, possibly. What
well,
you
maybe
think,
I'll
Tony?
Move on to the next phase and just say next. Call
well,
that a done data.
Well, kind of sound like that's what you did the last two times.
Maybe I have to do it on the next one if he don't come in with all his capabilities and potentials.
Well, hold on. I got to ask a question here because from everything that you're saying, honestly, from the outside listening in, I don't think you're doing the brother no favors because the only reason you're trying to reach back out for him is not out of the love of your heart. You're trying to reach back out for him because you had what I like to call the grass is greener syndrome, which is what we write about in the book Playology. You had the grass is greener syndrome thinking homeboy's game wasn't up to par, so you stepped over to the other side of the pasture only to find out that the damn grass was no greener over there. Now you're just pulling him back in or requesting him out of a comfort zone situation. I haven't heard you express one measure of that I love him, and I made a mistake. All you say is, well, you know, the next one didn't live up to it, so I need him back. So why would the brother come back?
Well, first of all, no, I don't love him. But, I mean, you know, hey, what can
so what
I say?
What you want him back for?
I don't want to be alone. I'm spoiled.
Oh, damn, that might mean that the next one might be worse than the last two, and then you're going to kick him to the curb, and then next.
Well, I guess so. I just want to know
wow.
if you have any idea how I can get my man back.
Um, Just tell the brother, how long were you with him before you decided to move him on?
Hey, Tony, remember earlier, you thought it was hilarious, but you remember that little thing that I said earlier about the knee pads and the Vaseline and the pucker up and stuff?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, pucker
you know,
up,
that,
mama.
That approach worked for women, too.
Yes,
is that right?
So
well, I'm spoiled, and I don't want to do all that. I think that he should put in more. It's not a 50-50.
Well, you don't want him back, miss.
You don't want him back, then. But hold on, ma'am. I'm not going to be rude to you.
I really do want him back
because
I don't want to be alone.
No, hold on, sweetheart. All I keep hearing from you is, I don't think I should have. I don't want to. Why would anybody want to deal with that? And you keep saying you're spoiled. Okay, you're spoiled. That's a very good thing. That means you've had a blessed life. But are you in the business of spoiling the man that you had since you are so spoiled? Or you're just in this for what you want? How does this benefit the brother?
I think I'm in it for what I want because I need to be happy.
Once again, what about the brother? Don't the brother deserve some happiness? Or he's just a life support for the dick?
I think he could kind of make me happy. I don't know about his happiness right now. I'm kind of like worried about myself.
Wow.
Woo! And you know what? First of all, I respect your honesty. You're being very open, and I respect that. And we all want what we want in this world. But, sweetheart, here goes some friendly advice. I'm going to give it as best as I can. You can't take all the time. You got to give, too. And from this entire conversation we've had with you, all I hear is I want. You're not saying anything about the next person, so why would a man want to come back to that? Because you seem like the type of person who constantly reminds a man of what you need. What about what the brother needs? You know what I mean?
Well, right now, he has to think about his own needs. I come first.
Well, then maybe that's why he's not with you, Ma.
I think I know how to get him back, but I really do thank you for all your information.
Well,
it was very informative.
Just pucker up, Mama, and do what you need to do to get your life support system back so that you don't be alone. Thank you for calling in. Wow. That kind of left me speechless, y'all. Give me a minute. I'm going to recoup and come back right at you.
Well.
Okay, I'm back.
Baby just said she want what she want, like she wanted, when she wanted, and if it ain't like that, next, and I don't care about nothing else.
And that's fine. You are allowed to have that attitude, but... You know, the person that's dealing with it has the option to opt the fuck out.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Be it male or female, you have the option of saying, nah. Because in that scenario she just described, I can't see no benefit to that. Mama was just talking about what she needs. Now, I will say this, and, you know, y'all got to forgive me. I still got the streets in me. And I'm working on it. I am a work in progress. So please bear with me. You know, in a scenario like that, all the kids have to say, coming from where I'm from, y'all know who your boy Pretty Tony is to be. She better be cutting a hell of a check. Ma better be cutting a hell of a check. But anyway,
and have that elusive snapping thing that they used to talk about in the movie.
But we're going to keep it moving. We're going to roll over. We're in the next half hour of the show. We're going to move on from the relationship aspect of it. And I wanted to roll it over to the other part of how do I redeem myself pertaining to my brothers and my sisters out there. Because sometimes I tend to forget that a lot of sisters are incarcerated or have done time and stuff of that nature. And sometimes when you go to do that time and you come back out, it's like society won't forgive you. And sometimes it's not even society, it's those around you that won't forgive you or won't let you forget about what used to be as you are trying to move on.
You kind of like brought back to mind, and you asked about the interview with Freeway Ricky Ross.
That's where I was headed with this. Yes, sir.
And this kind of like ties into that. The young man, you know, of course, he came through, you know, the inner city and did what most young people do. They get caught up in the hype, the glamour, and the glitz, and they go the first route that's available to them to make money. And he found out that he was really gifted at being a street servant, you know, and he made millions of dollars. But unbeknownst to him at the time, that there was some law enforcement participants above him that was helping him with his enterprise. But moving forward, the young man was incarcerated, did something like 20 years during a time when there was no rehabilitation in the institution. But here's a man that went into the system that couldn't read and write and came out as an attorney. And since he's been out, you know, he's been doing a lot of powerful things in the community for the urban youth, you know, trying to tell them about, you know, what he did and how he got caught up, and for them how, you know, not to take that path and there's a better way, you know, to be a productive individual in society. And he's going to court right now, and they're trying to violate him for talking to the youth. And they don't want him reaching out and doing stuff like that in the community. So they're trying to shut him down because they're afraid that, you know, he'll educate some of us and we'll stop the senseless killing in the neighborhood, and we'll start really trying to help one another and build ourselves. So they're trying to shut him down and lock him up. So that's pretty much what the show was about.
And, you know, that ties into... As you know, last night, for the last couple of weeks, I have spent a great deal of time digging into the archives and listening to Brother Malcolm X. I've been going through an evolution where I'm trying to grow as a human being and as a person, and I've spent a great deal of time lately listening to Brother Malcolm X, and what has surprised me in his conversation from well over 40 years ago is that he is discussing the same subject matter that in this 2011 we are still living. And even though he may use the word white man in a lot of things that he says, a lot of things that he says are quite relevant because you can substitute the word white man for society now. And that's why today's show is called How Do I Redeem Myself? After I've caught this case, it's as though I have this constant uphill battle to better myself, and the tools and the techniques and the resources that I need to better myself seem to be snatched away from me. And even sometimes the people that surround me are not supportive enough to help me strike a balance in my life. How do I redeem myself? And that's what led me to Freeway Ricky Ross, as he is trying to, he is going down in history, just like Tukey Williams, I think his name was, as men who had a thought in their mind, and this thought became the harsh reality for thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people. But these men made an effort to redeem themselves. Brother Malcolm X was a con artist, a street hustler. I think they called him Detroit Red or something of that nature, whatever it is they called him. But he found a way to redeem himself, and I wanted to make sure that on this show today I put a message out here for my brothers and my sisters who made some mistakes in life. And there are those around you who like to constantly remind you of these mistakes. There may have been a time you were incarcerated. There may have been a time you were on drugs. There may have been a time when you weren't a good father or a good mother, but you're making an effort to redeem yourself. You have to twice strengthen your armor. You have to twice strengthen your fortitude, because there's always going to be constant pressure to go back to what we once were, and we already know the consequences of that. So to redeem yourself means you have to strengthen yourself. to redeem yourself means you have to find a deeper meaning to yourself in order to forge ahead. My man, I listened to the interview, by the way, excellent interview, Jay Diddy. I listened to the show. You did your thing. I want to put this out there for my man, Freeway Rick. Yes, the harm that you have done is irreparable, and another man would have walked away, and less a man would have walked away, but you have tried to stand tall and tried to become a beacon of light instead of beacon of darkness. There are other men who we may not know by name who have made the mistakes you made, I've made, a lot of people have made, but have not bothered to try to redeem and atone. So for the brothers out there who you got out and your daughter don't want to talk to you and you're getting frustrated on your son, you got to keep working on it. You disappointed this child, but, you know, you can't just expect them to suddenly snap back into what you expect them to be. You have to work at it because, you know what I mean, you dug yourself into the hole, and it's incumbent on you to dig yourself out of the hole. And I want to give you words of encouragement today. So brothers such as myself, Mr. Ricky Ross, all those who have made mistakes along the way, and my sister, let's not forget my sister. A lot of my sisters get incarcerated, and they get it triple as hard as we do as men as they try to get their lives together. You got to keep putting in the work. You got to dig deep. You're going to have some disappointments, but don't go back. There's nothing there for you but incarceration and death and frustration and guilt.
And if you and if you just want to remain a servant, to have a servitude lifestyle and a servitude mentality, go get a job at the Pancake House or Denny's somewhere. You know, at least you can serve some. At least you can serve some people and get paid more than 18 cents or 30 cents an hour.
Absolutely, because the prison industry complex is one of the biggest corporations out there. They're, you know, private corporations are getting into the business of prison, modern day slavery. K. Diddy discussed it on his show, and I've discussed it before, and plenty of people have discussed it, that there are more brothers incarcerated now than they were in slavery. They just did an NBC special, whereas it's such a booming business, making the license plates and taking the prisoners out of jail to go work in call centers and stuff, instead of paying somebody a salary and giving them health insurance and workers' comp, they can take an inmate, and the inmate is glad to get out and pay him 35 cents, 45 cents, hell, maybe even a dollar.
The inmates are working in all these dairies. You know, that's where the milk and the cheese and tending the cows come from. They're making all the furniture that's being sold to the armed forces, the wood material, the desks, the metalworks. All that stuff comes through prison industries. So it makes more sense to have people incarcerated and pay them a lesser amount of money when, on the other end, you sell these things at wholesale, which is still 150 times markup, you know, of what you're paying for it in terms of labor. So it makes more sense for them to leave these silly people in jail and let you go out there and work just to get some air because you didn't want to do it on the street.
There you go. And what I'm going to do is that when you do become free, or your version of free, I am going to take away all the resources that you need to better yourself in hope that I'll see you back within a 90 to 100 day, 80 day period to go back into this vicious cycle again. Now, some of you might be like, oh, this is conspiracy theory. No, go and do the research for yourself. We are being set up to fail. We are being set up to constantly stumble and fall. How can you take a drug addict out of a circumstance, release them back to the exact same circumstance, and expect a different result when you never rehabilitated them in the first place? How can you take a gangbanger, a gangster, a hustler, and lock him away for 6 years and teach him nothing, then let him back out into the same community that he got caught in the first place and expect him to be a better human being. But when he gets out, there are no resources available to him. There are no jobs. There are no job training skills places. He went out, went in dumb, he comes back out just as dumb, except he's a little angrier now. That is because you want him back in 90 to 180 days so you can get another 4 or 5 years out of him. Because even if he's not out doing labor, by having him incarcerated, you're getting large chunks of federal money to keep him there. People, go out and do the research. It costs much less to educate a man than to incarcerate him. To hand a prisoner a Tylenol costs us $75. Most of you are not going to believe that. Go look up the statistics. It is all about money. It is no longer about rehabilitation and letting you think about the crime you've committed. This is the world that we live in. The road to redemption, my brothers and sisters, is never easy. The road to atonement is never easy. A lot of times we become frustrated. We don't need to become frustrated. You have to dig deeper and become stronger. Because this is your moment. This is your life. I'm going to give you some encouraging words to let you know, instead of going back to hang on to the words of negativity from others, surround yourself with positive influences that will encourage you and let you know you can do right. Because sometimes even a grown man needs a pat on the back and an acknowledgement that, okay, you're doing all right, family. Keep pushing ahead. The more you're away is the more you're setting your child up for failure. Now many brothers on lockdown shed tears when their mother passed away or their father and they couldn't be at the funeral because the state don't give a rat's ass. So then you act a fool while you're locked up and they done added 3 more years to your sentence. We have got to redeem ourselves. Yes, we did, but we're going to take a quick little musical break, and we'll be right back.
Right back.
Here we go. Come with me. There's a world out there that we should see. Take my hand. Close your eyes. With you right here, I'm a rocketeer.
but I ain't never seen a face like yours. He made me feel like I could touch the planet. He want the moon, girl, watch me grab it. See, I ain't never seen a star this close. You got me stuck by the way you glow. I'm like, oh, 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 oh. I'm like, oh, 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 oh.
Here we go.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the show. Can I Play a Plane in the building? Your boy Pretty Tony coming to you once again, along with Mr. Che Tizzle, still scooted down in the back. He's talking about black power, got his black government, black gloves on, talking about Huey Newton for president. I have to inform that Huey is no longer with us, but we still going to keep riding. You know what I'm saying? We were in the middle of talking about redemption, the road to redemption. Not only sometimes you have to redeem yourself in a relationship, sometimes you have to redeem yourself in life. You've stumbled, you've made a few mistakes. Sometimes the mistakes follow you for the rest of your life. But nonetheless,
I think, man, you know what, I just got hit with something, man, from left field. You know, I think you do. First of all, I think you have to redeem yourself within yourself. Sometimes people, the hardest thing you can do is forgive yourself. So no matter what people outside think of sometimes, you have to know first that whatever it was that was out of sync, you corrected it, because people have a tendency not to let you redeem yourself in their eyes, which is another form of control. So you have to be conscious and aware of that too. You know, if you made a mistake and you know if you did everything to make that good, at some point there's no more that you can do. And other people, they're going to continue to say, you know, you still owe them, or they still not satisfied with your effort. But they may never be satisfied with your effort. But that don't mean that you're a lesser individual. And sometimes you can only do so much and you can't do no more, you know. So you have to know too when to draw the line, when you could say you're good. You know what I mean? Because sometimes people will assume control like that. They'll never forgive you. Even though they say they do, it's almost like sleeping with an enemy. Sometimes they never forgive you. They may just want to torture you.
Well said, Kevin. Well said. And that also goes for when you're trying to redeem yourself with a child. Or you know, a significant other, people, an enemy, and sometimes even the social system. You know, the system that's supposed to be so benevolent and giving. Okay, I already did my time, but I'm trying to move on. But each time I get pulled over by a cop, so I'm constantly reminded that I no longer have any civil rights. I'm a ward of the state, and that wears on a man's conscience. And somebody can say to you when you go to them and say, I've been doing right. I have done no wrong. I've been trying to be better. I've been trying to be more positive. I've been trying to forge ahead. And they're going to look at you and say, well, hell, we still might just revoke your damn probation or parole anyway.
Let me tell you a joke, man. Somebody told me the other day, he said, man, you know, I got some trouble, you know, when I was younger, but I just went and had my record sealed and I'm all good now. And I kind of chuckled because I said, you know what, man? You know, if you came to me and I did a background check on you and your record was sealed, all that's going to make me do is want to know why your record's sealed. So to me, that would not have been no help. You know what I'm saying? But people, I don't know, man. I don't know. I just think they just need to wake up, or I'm on one, because, you know, it's just like some shit is just basic common sense. But this is what society tell certain people, but other people, their records is just expunged. It just don't exist. It's just not, it never happened. Not sealed. You know what I'm saying? Not sealed, but it just never happened. And not, it never happened. It looks a whole lot better than not sealed. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Once again, that's Game. My man, Jay Dizzle, the elder statesman of the show, is putting out this for y'all because a lot of people don't know the difference between getting your record sealed and getting your record expunged. Right here on Can a Player Play, the Playology Movement is giving y'all Game. If you have the option between sealing and expunging, you always expunge your record. That's basically a clean slate, but a lot of times nobody takes time to explain all this to you. But we on here for y'all every Sunday, 2:30. We come through here and represent you to the Game. All the other guests that were in the chat room, thank you so much for joining us. We're glad to have you. Thank you for tuning in. To everybody that takes time each week out of their day or night or whenever to check us out in the archives, we got mad love for y'all. We're trying to keep this Playology vibe moving. Keep the movement. Support the movement. We're trying to forge ahead and give y'all something worthwhile because one of my new mantras about life is that there's way too much ignorance being spread and too little intelligence. So we're trying to give you some sophisticated ignorance, like Kanye West would say. No ignorance. We're trying to give you stuff to live and learn by just the way we're living and learning each day and sharing. This is a therapy session for you, and this is a therapy session for me, and it's a therapy session for K. Diddy, even though he might say he's perfect, but that in itself tells you that he got issues. So we're going to keep it rolling right along. We're glad everybody tuned us in. Once again, we want to make sure we shout out Mr. Freeway, Ricky Ross. We want to make sure we shout out the good folks, you know, at World Movement Records and Publishing. Of course, K. Diddy likes to say, just Google us, become a part of the movement, sign up on the website, catch me on Twitter, SELASSIESON at Selassie Son. On Twitter, keep up with what's going on. K. Diddy, I'm going to let you tell the good folks where they can find you, brother, because, you know, you were famous. Whole world said, I want advice from K. Diddy.
Well, that's only because I am the elder statesman. But I also want to just put it out there for your listeners of the show, your writers, they want to get your work out, get your word heard, or you may even have something you'd like to bring on the show and talk about. So you can hit us up at 323-957-7322. That's World Movement. Or you can shoot me an email. You know, you can address it to Lamont@worldmovement.com. Tony already threw his out there. And let us know what you're working with, and we'll be glad to accommodate you.
I mean, we're trying to keep the ball rolling. We're trying to give every voice with something to say, a platform to say it from. As usual, massive amounts of love for everybody. Remember, man, the road to redemption is never easy. The road to rebuilding something is never easy. Well, it's just like an empire. When it falls apart, you got to put it back together one brick at a time. And so is the road of your life. You're going to have to put it back together one road at a time. The road to a better relationship than you had before. We all want that magic silver potion or whatever it is that's just going to poof and make the wrong right. But sometimes it takes a little bit of work to get your relationship back where it used to be when you stepped out on your old lady or your old man. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to make sure I tell you this. I write about it all the time. I preach about it all the time. It's the syndrome that we have, all of us, including myself, that the grass is greener on the other side. Sometimes the damn lawn is fake, homie. Sometimes the damn lawn is fake. That's why it looks so good. Then you step your ass into somebody else's yard, and now you got issues because you done stepped in some dog shit.
That should be painted green.
The grass is not always greener on the other side. Sometimes when you're in a situation, it just requires a little bit of work. Once again, this is an excerpt out of the book Playology. Somebody who loves you is going to be in your corner even when the lust fades. The love can still be strong because the lust eventually fades as the years go by. Sometimes the sexual candle doesn't burn as brightly as it did before. But what else does your relationship have to sustain it becomes the question. Suppose you're sick and in a hospital and your significant other needs a nut. Is a nut so important to them that they're going to go creeping out of you while you're sitting in the hospital getting suffering from dehydration? What else is your relationship built on is the question you have to ask yourself. Build your relationships on solid ground. Gentlemen, the playology movement is all about playing the game of life, but I want to make sure I tell you, if you want to learn how to play the game the right way, get your copy of the book Playology, or Who Is She and What Is She to Be. For all of y'all who want to step your hustle game up when it comes to the player gun, player step your game up, it's for you. We got a book for each different stage of the game. Now we're going to move on to the grown folks side of Playology, the game of life. Don't let nothing shackle you in this life and so your wings can't spread out and you can fly. We're all entitled to a moment in the sun. My personal motto is I've seen enough heartache and pain, so I'm not trying to see it again. That means I've had to make sacrifices in my life, shut a lot of people down, who, as I looked around me, were just idle companions. I ain't let nobody kiss on me and tell me it's raining. That's a quote directly out of the book, Player Step Your Game. Don't let nobody piss on you and tell you it's raining. It's golden showers. You got to keep moving forward. Why would we want to go back? Why would we ever want to go back?
That example sounded kind of pissy.
You know, you've been on the road for a couple of weeks now. Why would I want to hold on to old goodbyes that's going to block the way for new hellos? And I'm all about the new because I like to feel new. I'm still working on me. What are you doing? Got to work on you. I look forward to still sharing pieces of my soul with you. Make sure your train is on the right track for you. Make sure your life is headed where you need it to be, not where next man or next person needs it to be. You got to be about you. Like K. Diddy always says, you got to keep your star player in focus. That's one of his favorite lines. He uses it time and time again. You got about a minute and a half left. K. Diddy, impart some wisdom.
Look, that was major right there. That was powerful, you know. And it seemed like that's the hardest thing that individual can do is try to keep their star player in focus. Because if you can't keep yourself in check and fix you, and make sure that your thought and your reasoning is on point, I don't know. Somebody else is not going to agree no matter what. So now you got two dysfunctional people that's not agreeing. Check yourself. Fix yourself.
Well, there you go. We're down to the last minute of the show. We want to thank everybody that takes time out of their life, spend a few moments with two brothers just trying to do right. We got nothing but love for you, like my man Heavy D would say. To all my people out there with the Occupy Wall Street and they marching in the different cities, I see you. I didn't talk about y'all last week, but I want to make sure I acknowledge you. It's spreading worldwide, y'all, and I am so proud. Because I've been screaming it. Go check the archives. Your boy's been screaming it. We need to be in the streets. Occupy the streets in Yorktown. They can't hold us down. What? Can a player play your boy Pretty Tony? Holler at me on Twitter. I love you, man. And, of course, K. Diddy loves you, too. Like,
absolutely.
You know, start doing it.
Sometimes you just gotta. Go.
You will never know what you could ever be. If you never try, you will never see. Stay in Africa, we ain't never leave. So one don't play, and I have to read. One don't play shit, one no misery. Call me crazy, or isn't he? See, I
enjoy it. Built it up together so we equally appointed. First 400 years, see, we actually enjoyed it. Constitution written by W.E.B. Du Bois. When the Reconstruction Civil War got avoided, little black Sambo grows up to be a lawyer. Extra, extra on the newsstand. Black woman voted head of Ku Klux Klan. Malcolm Little dies as an old man. Martin Luther King read the eulogy for Ham, followed by Bill O'Reilly, who read from the Koran. President Bush sends condolences from Iran, where Fox News reports live that Ahmadinejad wins the Mandela Peace Prize.